Chapter 4. The Video. We called our documentary Silenced. It opened with a relevant quote from Thomas Jefferson. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. The problem we faced, the problem Whittaker Chambers faced, was a problem even our founders faced. This was a problem rooted deep in human nature, the temptation to not know, to remain ignorant even in the face of evil, especially in the face of evil. As I was learning, the magnitude of the TWA 800 deception helped protect it. Skeptical as I was of the administration's good intentions, even I had a hard time believing that its minions could execute such spectacular legerdemain. Skepticism made sense. We made Silenced to help overcome it. An honest recounting of known facts might not stir the best people from their slumber, but it just might rouse the great body of the nation to ask questions. Here is what we knew for sure in the spring of 2001 and shared in Silenced. At 8:19 p.m. on a pleasantly cool evening, TWA Flight 800 left JFK Airport in New York with 230 people on board bound for Paris. The 747 headed east in fair skies along the affluent south coast of Long Island. 12 minutes into this so far uneventful flight, witnesses along the coast began to notice inexplicable phenomena in the sky. Mike Wire, working on a West Hampton bridge, watched as a flaming streak of light rose up from behind a beach house and zigzagged south-southeast away from shore. Senior Navy NCO Dwight Brumley saw another streak from his window seat thousands of feet above TWA 800 on U.S. Air Flight 217. This second streak rose up towards his plane before leveling off and heading north towards Long Island on a course perpendicular to TWA 800's. Engineer Paul Angelides tracked the southbound streak from his West Hampton deck and then watched in awe as the northbound streak rose off the horizon.